I am here with Adam Basford, head of legislative affairs for the Florida Farm Bureau. You know, I wanted to first open it up so we can talk about SB 1804. And, you know, I understand you've been tracking it from its beginning and, you know, there's been an amendment filed, but I wanted to talk about, you know, the genesis behind the idea for introducing this bill and what it's meant to do.
Thanks. Well, obviously Hurricane Michael just devastated parts of the Florida Panhandle. That's a very rural area, a lot of agriculture. Agriculture is the number one industry there in that part of the state. And trying to find ways to support these farmers that lost a lot. The cotton crop this year was going to be one of the best for a long, long time. The peanuts were about halfway harvested. Tons of forestry was damaged. Just all across the board, agriculture was devastated through Hurricane Michael. So we're trying to find ways that the Florida legislature and the state can help farmers stretch dollars and put the pieces back together to get back on their feet for the coming years. One way specifically that this bill is working on is a loan program to help farmers, specifically row crop farmers, primarily row crop farmers, to help get their financing back in order because they lost so much last year, more than $250 an acre, we're estimating, for most of the cotton growers and about that for peanut growers as well. And so trying to make it to where they can restructure their debt from last year so that they can move forward in planting a crop for 2019 and get this tragedy behind them.
For people that have been following this or who, you know, saw it get filed, I think it was a day before session started. Now there's an amendment that changes it in a pretty significant way.
Right. The original bill basically took what was an established program that was written in about 2000, a program that had never been funded, it was in the Department of Agriculture. And now this is basically a way to try to modernize that, refresh it, and make it work specifically for Hurricane Michael. Try to put some parameters around what was lost per acre, how to make sure to get those loan funds distributed to where they need to be.
So from the original filed bill to now this amendment, which kind of takes out the grants portion of it and makes it a strictly loan-based thing, and I believe it's interest-free loans over 10 years. What's different from the way it looked at in its beginning to where how it's being refined or boiled down to its finished product?
Honestly, it's basically starting over. I mean, this was a latent program that was just sitting there that had never been funded. It did have a provision for the possibility of grants, and really that was never our goal in this this effort to try to get this loan program moving. We weren't trying to get grants. And so that's why you see that stricken from the language, because we're really focused on trying to get these loan funds out. And so it's taking that the primary form, taking that old statute and refining it to where it's something more modernized and something that actually fits specifically Hurricane Michael. But also, I mean, we live in Florida. I mean, we think hurricanes and natural disasters are going to be fairly common. So trying to see, is this something that can move forward and be a useful program and be funded greater? But our focus right now is just dealing with Michael.
For the people who this is their first time hearing about this bill, I mean, what would you want them to know about it?
Basically, it's a way to help farmers plant next year's crop. They lost a ton last year. And, farming is a risky business. We have crop insurance. It didn't cover nearly anywhere near the production costs. We need farmers in this country. And having a way to help them stay in business and stretch that debt that they incurred last year over 10 years is a great way to make sure that they can continue to do the things that they have to do to feed and clothe and house this country. That's what farmers do. And we need to make sure, especially in that area where farming is so prevalent, where that is the biggest economic driver in the area, we need to make sure that those farmers are going to be able to continue to put their crops in the ground each year.
My name's Jeremy Rowling. I'm a farmer in Holmes County in the Panhandle, peanuts and cotton mostly, a little corn.
To start with, could you just tell me, what did Hurricane Michael do to your land, to your crops, and that'll help us get to why you're here today?
Okay. Hurricane Michael was a storm like I've never seen in my lifetime. I didn't have the structural damage that Jackson County had, but crop damage. I was picking 1,200-pound cotton prior to the storm. After the storm, my yield went to less than 200 pounds. I mean, it's complete loss.
When you first heard, I don't know how you first became aware of something like this being filed. Is it something where you were looking for something to help supplement those losses, and you found this, or how did you come to know about this bill?
I'm involved in the County Farm Bureau, and some friends of mine were involved in the process and kind of got involved early on, because crop insurance, you don't realize, you know, if you file a claim, your coverage drops by 10%. Well, last year during Irma, you know, we had losses. This year, Michael came in, was catastrophic loss. Most of us only buy about 65% coverage because of the cost per acre of cotton. Because, you know, you very seldom have a total loss in cotton. So, you know, we only had about 65% coverage, and plus our yield was off 10% because of Irma last year.
Give me your thoughts on this bill, if you can, and what it would mean for Northwest Florida farmers to see it go through.
It would be a big shot in the arm. The majority of us at farm, you know, we're extended. Everybody is. So your credit line's extended. We had limited coverage on insurance. So this would be a shot in the arm to bridge the gap until we get our conventional financing to try to get back on our feet. I am in support, and I think that would be a great asset to the Northwest Florida.
You said you're part of the county bureau. Any discussion with some other people who farm either, you know, cotton or other crops? Have you gotten a sense of their support or otherwise for it?
I believe everybody I've talked to has been supportive. But if this bill does not pass and become law, there's a very good, I would venture to say, probably 40% of the Panhandle won't be able to plant a crop.
And I don't want to make you speak for others, but just what's the kind of buzz up there as everyone sort of collectively recovers?
It's kind of a despair right now. I mean, everybody's kind of, there's no federal disaster package in place yet. This would be our only help to try to bridge the gap.
So it's not as if there are like all these options where aid might be coming in. It kind of got a one-of-one situation?
As of right now, yes.